Live from the spectacular McKinney ISD Stadium in McKinney, Texas, it's Longview Lobos football. Tonight, the 2022 season opener between the top-ranked Longview Lobos and the McKinney Boyd Broncos and the Texas High School Coaches Association Kickoff Classic. Hello, I'm Brian Houston, along with Johnny Vaughn. He'll be joining me shortly. It could be a very special season for John King's Longview Lobos. They are the preseason number one ranked team. They're led, of course, by Jalen Hale, probably the best wide receiver in the country. He's caught passes for 1,154 yards and 14 touchdowns. Great running back, Taylor Tatum, 738 yards and 7 touchdowns. And, of course, their quarterback, a two-year starter coming back, in Jordan Allen, who passed for 1,160 yards and 11 touchdowns last year. On defense, Lobos could be very special. They're led by linebacker Jeremiah Rugeley, who had 66 tackles. Willie Nelson in the secondary, a safety, outstanding player. Darian Boone. We've got so many good players on defense. McKinney Boyd, led by first-year head coach Daniel Foster. They were 8-3 in bi-district, 4-2 in district. They returned 6 starters, only 2 of them on defense. He takes over from retired Joe McBride. They're led by quarterback Ryan Shackleton and running back Sheldon King. They run behind a big offensive line, and their outstanding defense is led by Andrew Dawson, the linebacker, moved to safety. If I can't start this process of calling Longview High School football without paying homage to Brett Taylor, who sat in this chair and called these games for 44 years, and right alongside him the whole time is my color man. I'm honored to be working tonight with Johnny Vaughn. Johnny, nice to be working with you, and I know you got a lot of memories of Brent, and are missing him tonight.
Yeah, I really, really had great rapport with him for a long time. We did a lot of games, probably approaching 1,000. We had 3 state championships, football won, boys basketball and girls basketball, and Brent, thanks for all those years.
Longview won the toss, elected to defer. We've got a strong 7-mile-an-hour wind out of the west. Longview in their all-white uniforms with the green and gold numbers, the green headgear with the traditional golden L. Boyd in all red with white headgear. And Michael Fields kicking from our left to our right, and he'll put his foot into it, and it's going to be taken at the 5-yard line by Sheldon King, and Sheldon King's going to get knocked down at about the 18-yard line, getting up off the bottom of the pile, number 18, Ben Potter, and number 6, Braden Engwer. Another play action, this time hands it off, and breaking outside with room to run, getting to the first down stick and beyond, out to about the 46-yard line in Lobo territory is Sheldon King. And it's going to be a gain to the 46, 13 yards. So 2 explosive plays already for Boyd. 2nd and 3 in the shotgun with 2 wide to the short side of the field, which is on the right hash mark. Snap back. Play action, quarterback hit as he throws, deep ball, and it's intercepted at the 2-yard line. Picked off, number 19, Jose Aguilar, or is that Jakeevan Curry? I believe that's Jakeevan Curry, number 18, who picked it off.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So a deep ball, and it was overthrown to the wide receiver, and playing right behind him was Curry. And Curry picks it off, and it's a big turnover for the Longview Lobos with Boyd moving the ball well to start.
And yeah, twice it looked like they had a chance to make big plays on passes, and that time it was just intercepted. But
3rd down now and about 14. And the backfield now alongside Allen is Elijah Johnson. 3 wideouts to the left. Allen back to throw. Fires it. And, I mean, threads a needle. It's caught by Hale at the 42. He's still on the run at midfield. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. 5. Touchdown, Longview Lobos.
Yeah, that's a just unbelievable play by Jalen Hale. He runs a little quick slant and makes the catch. And then his athleticism, he comes all the way across the field, turns it up, outruns their entire secondary. 82-yard touchdown pass.
And that just shows you the explosiveness of this Longview Lobos offense and the fact that they can hit it from just about anywhere on the field. They started that drive at their own 3-yard line after the interception by Curry, and cashed in a hurry with 7:35 to play here in the first quarter. Michael Fields comes on to try the extra point. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And with 7:35 to go, first quarter, Longview draws first blood, 7-0 over the Broncos. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Following the Longview touchdown, Fields will kick a squibber. It's picked up at the 30-yard line and brought down at the 33 is Peter Bruce. Ball's at the 32-yard line. Boyd going from our right to our left. Wind to their back. Again, defense jumps off sides before the snap. It's a free play. It's a deep ball left side. It's caught at the 32-yard line, and he goes out of bounds for a huge gain on the play. Braden Engwer makes the grab, and it's going to be a gain when they spot it out at the 30-yard line of 38 yards. Offsides against Longview was declined. The 38-yard pass.
Well, I think we're seeing early, Brent. excuse me, Brian.
That's okay.
The quarterback has definitely got a college-level arm.
He's got a gun, no doubt. Brian Houston and Johnny Vaughn at McKinney ISD. Longview up 7-0 with 5:24 to play here in the first quarter. But Boyd knocking on the door now after a couple of big pass plays get him down to the 10-yard line. This is a huge third down and goal at the 10-yard line. Boyd trying to take it in and score to tie this football game. They'll come up to the line of scrimmage in the gun. Two wideouts to the left side, balls on the right hash mark. Shackleton, blitz shown, pressure coming up the middle, hit as he throws. It's almost intercepted and dropped. Hitting him on the blitz was Tadarian Boone. And then the defensive back in the end zone had his hands on it and couldn't hang on to it, and that was Willie Nelson. It hit him right in the numbers. Yeah. And so John King is going to make him kick the field goal. And running out to do so is going to be Caleb Simpebwa. They're going to spot that ball at the 17-yard line, 27-yard field goal for Simpebwa. If he knocks it down, he's got the wind to his back. Snap back, ball down, kick is up. And it's good. And McKinney Boyd is on the scoreboard now. It's Longview 7, Boyd 3 with 5:14 to go in the first quarter. Take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. And Simpebwa puts his foot into it and kicks it out of the back of the end zone again with that wind behind his back. No chance for a return for the Lobos, and they'll come back out on the field. First big concern is Lobos' pass defense tonight. Lobos have the football at their own 45-yard line with 3:10 to play here in the first quarter. And they'll come up to the line of scrimmage in the gun with a split backfield. Flanker to the right, receiver to the left, lined up on the line. Play action, quick pass out to the right side and underneath to the 50-yard line and getting out of bounds is number two, Tatum. And he's going to get the first down. So just a swing pass out of the backfield and a nice short gain that picks up the first down for Longview at the 46-yard line of Boyd. From the I formation under center, handoff up the middle. Tatum to the 40. Tatum still running at the 30 after he breaks a tackle, and he'll get the first down. 17 yards and a first down for Longview. Again, two tight ends. One wide receiver to the right side, back to throw, Allen, 50-50 ball, the fade, touchdown, Longview in the end zone. That was easy.
When hell, it's not ever 50-50. I mean, he just goes up. We've seen that for really the last 3 years, and he just jumps up and brings it in for the score.
Jordan Allen, 11 yards to Jalen Hale, and Michael Fields comes on to see if he can give Longview a 14-3 lead with 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Tut will hold. Snap is back, and the kick is up, and it's good. The extra point good, and Lobo's up 14-3 with 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Let's take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. And they'll kick it off. Fields kicking left to right. It's going to be taken at the 6-yard line, brought out to the 10. Nice open field tackle out there by Longview Special Teams. Good job trying to catch the number. Is that 18?
I think it's 16.
16, you're right, and that is Drake Mayfield, who did a nice job on that kickoff return. And they dropped the Boyd return man back at the 17-yard line. And that should be the last play of the first quarter. It is the end of the quarter. And the Lobos lead it by a score of 14-3. Let's take a one-minute break. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Back to throw, Shackleton over the middle. Almost intercepted. It is intercepted and dropped. Willie Nelson. It was almost intercepted by a linebacker up in front of Willie Nelson. Hit Nelson right in the hands. He couldn't hang on to it.
He's going to be kicking himself on that one as he just dropped it.
That's two balls now that the Lobos have dropped that would have been interceptions. Yep. One in the back of the end zone ended up leading to that field goal. And then Nelson with this one. Three wideouts to the right again. Play action. Shackleton rolls and then turns around and throws back to his right side. King gets hit and then tackled back at the 30-yard line. Terrific defense back there as number four, Tadarian Boone, read that play, the throwback pass to King, got his hands on him, slowed him down, and it was enabled the Longview defense to close and tackle King back at the 30.
Yeah, Tadarian Boone has started his entire career here at Longview, and that just shows you why. He's, even back when he was a sophomore, he was a great player.
So on to punt now for Boyd, back at his own 18-yard line. Barefoot kicker puts his foot into it. Uh-oh. It bounces at the 30. It's going to take a big Boyd roll. And did it get touched by a Lobo?
I think it did.
Oh, my. Yes, it did. And it's Lobo football.
Oh, that's a mistake.
Back there trying to get away from the ball, Jaden Simmons and number 18, Curry. Somebody back there touched it. And Boyd jumped on it for a 10-yard short field.
My goodness.
On second down, they'll have three wideouts go to the left. Ball's on the right hash mark. Four-man rush. Hand off to King. Uh-oh. Right side. He got a lane, and he cut it in for the touchdown.
Well, Sheldon King made a good cut. Went wide, cut back, untouched in the end zone, and the drop punt has allowed McKinney Boyd to get their first score.
Cashed in on a huge mistake on special teams by Longview, and now they're going to try to make it a four-point ball game. Simpebwa is back in to try the extra point that would make it 14-10. Conley Clark is the holder. Snap is back and the kick is up. And it's good, and with 9:40 to play in the first half, it's now Longview 14, Boyd 10. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. And they'll put the foot into it to kick it off and taking it at the goal line, bringing it out to the 10, to the 15, and down to the 24-yard line is Jalen Hale. And it better be a lot smoother than it's been so far.
No kidding.
It's third down and 13 at the 35-yard line. Lobos in their own territory. Back to throw Allen. Allen, pressure coming up the middle. He's sacked back at the 25-yard line. They set extra bodies, and Hudson Piner, the linebacker, came in to take him down. And so the Lobos are going to have to punt.
They were going to try to throw the football, but they had a breakdown in their offensive line, and just too many people get to the point of attack, and Allen loses. This was 30, almost 10 yards on that.
He'll put his foot into it. It's a high punt taken and fair caught at the 37-yard line. That's going to be a 43-yard punt. Third down and 19, 6:31 to go. First half.
Oh.
Pass over the middle, caught. and then surrounded by Lobos for a first down. A nice short pass turned into a first down catch by number 32, Tyler Wall, on a nice throw by the quarterback, Shackleton. And it's still short of the first down. It's to the 45, and it's going to be a fourth down and two. So they are going to punt the football. Line of scrimmage is the Boyd 45-yard line. Punter is back at the 30. Rolls to his right, and then long. He gets a sky punt real high. Bounces at the 6, goes into the end zone. Touchback. So third down, back to throw, Allen. Allen looking, dancing. Now he's going to pull it down and run. He's going to get to the first down marker and run out of bounds at the 37-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 15 yards and a first down. And more importantly, on top of that, it stops the clock at 4:07 to go.
After the play.
Yep, personal foul.
Dead ball foul.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
15 yards from the end of the run. First down.
That's against Brett Burton. So a little action after the whistle. I got a feeling he's not going to be terribly thrilled when he goes in that locker room at halftime. Allen will drop back. He fires a slant out to the right side. It's caught by Hale. Hale breaks a tackle. Oh, he stepped out of bounds. Whistle blew. It looked like Hale might go. But he stepped out of bounds at the Boyd 43-yard line. Now turning and handing it off on third down and short up the middle for a gain to the 5-yard line is Chase Smith. And he gets the first down for Longview at the 5, and it's first and goal. 46 seconds to play in the first half. I formation, they'll turn, hand it off to the tailback. Tatum up the middle, that's easy. He was untouched for the touchdown. Nice blocking up front by that Longview middle. Tavian Morgan, Mongo Williams, Jacoby Watts.
That's a nice drive for Longview. Started back on their own 20, and they get the score right before half, too. So this has got to make them feel a little better about the first half.
A nice answer. And a 5-yard run by Tatum. So it's going to be with the extra point as they try it now. And it's up and good. And it's 21-10. Longview on top with 37 seconds to go in the first half. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Fields will kick it off, driven back to the 5-yard line, coming out to the 10, the 20, and still on his feet at the 30, and finally knocked out of bounds. After a long game, 3-on-3 crime, Sheldon King with the return. He's hit by Chase Smith, and that's going to be the end of the first half. At halftime, the Longview Lobos 21, the Boyd Broncos 10. We'll take a timeout and come back to recap this first half for you on the Eastman Credit Union Halftime Show in 3 minutes on Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Well, the monsoon season has begun at McKinney ISD. It is raining sideways right now, and everybody that has been in the stands is now up under the concourse at McKinney ISD Stadium trying to find a place to stay dry. And they're already lined up, ready to kick it off, so we'll kick it off with them. Boyd's going to kick off going from our right to our left, and Longview is going to let it go through the back of the end zone. It is still raining pretty hard. It's not as hard as it was during the halftime performance, but it's still raining hard. And so it's going to be really interesting to see what Longview does as far as their offensive strategy here in the second half. I formation, handoff to the tailback, up the middle, he hurtled and got a first down at the 40-yard line to Taylor Tatum. Second and 15, Lobos at their own 45-yard line from the I formation. Play action, Allen fires left side, caught at the 40-yard line, run out of bounds, and it's a completion to DeKalen Reese for a first down, Lobos at the 34-yard line, a gain of 21 yards. Second down and 6 with 7:15 to go, and I mean this clock is just rolling right now. Lobo football, and they have just grounded out, pounding on the Boyd Broncos, and it'll be first and goal as the official marks the penalty off and will spot it at the 5-yard line. 5 minutes to go. And the I formation for the Lobos now. Allen under center. Turns. Hands off to the tailback. Up the middle. Tatum. Oops. Fumble. Did he come up with it? Who came up with it? Boyd recovered it. Oh, wow. My goodness. A huge, long drive. And Boyd comes up with Tatum's fumble. Number 20, Brett Burton, recovers the fumble in the end zone.
Well, that's the 13th play of the drive. They get the ball to the 5-yard line, and the fumble occurred and rolled into the end zone. They recovered it. Now we're having a conference or something. Let's see what they do.
John King says he broke the plane and it should automatically be a touchdown right now. And he's out on the field in his rain gear and he's giving the officials what for right now. So now they're having a discussion and we're going to see what the call is.
The ball was in possession of the ball carrier when he crossed the goal line. The ball was lost after that.
That's a touchdown.
The play, a touchdown.
Wow. So after a conference by the officials, they decided that Tatum didn't lose the ball until he was already in the end zone. Therefore, touchdown Longview with 4:50 to play. A 5-yard touchdown run by Taylor Tatum. That's his second score of the night.
It was his 15th carry of the night, and he now has 100 yards rushing. So,
and now Michael Fields tries the extra point that would make it 28-10. There's a snap back, kick is up, and it's good. And the score now, Longview 28, the Broncos 10. Let's take a timeout. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. From our left to our right, they put the foot into it, and it's going to be taken at the 8-yard line. And pursuit, and now there's running room. And here he goes out to the edge, and he's caught and knocked out of bounds and stripped, and the ball was carried back by Joel Hatton on the return, and it was Dadrian Garrett who knocked him out of bounds after taking it out to the 21-yard line.
Boyd in the position, they've almost got to move the football here and maybe come away with points.
And you'd think they'd have to do it throwing it on every down now, so back to throw. Quarterback steps up, pressure coming, gets hit from behind. He goes down at the 24-yard line. The sack made by number 55 for Longview, Zarius Shepherd. I say everybody's a little bit more fired up this second half.
I guess they just needed the rain, huh?
Yeah.
Because it sure changed things.
They needed some encouragement, Johnny. I mean, what kind of encouragement do you think they got at halftime?
I'm pretty sure they got a whole lot of encouragement.
A lot of encouragement. Shackleton races out to the left, flushed out of the pocket. Pursuit gets hit at the sidelines. I mean, he got leveled by Tadarian Boone after getting to the 24-yard line. He paid the price after a 6-yard gain. Boone laid the wood to him. So it's fourth down and 6. Longview holds them, and Boyd sends out their punter. Hale is back at the 42-yard line. Pressure up the middle, kick goes out and is caught at the 37-yard line. Still on his feet at the 40, crossing midfield and going out of bounds. At the 48-yard line is Jakeevan Curry. And Longview still has the ball, and they're inside 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Allen back to throw. Plenty of time, fade, end zone. Hale dropped it.
Wow.
Oh, man, you won't find that happening too often. He threw a beautiful pass. Hale had to reach out just a little bit for it on the fade, and he couldn't hang on to it. It might have been because it's a wet ball.
Could have been. He had a double move, and he went to the post, then went back out to the corner, and he was wide open. Ball a little bit overthrown, as you mentioned. It is wet here, but that's a catch that he normally makes.
I would say on a dry field, on a dry night, that ball is a touchdown. Yep, that's the end of the third quarter. They have held the ball all but four plays in the entire third quarter, and Longview will go into the fourth quarter, leading it by a score of 28-10. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. On fourth and one, Allen throws the ball to Hale. Hale can't find it. He couldn't find it out there somewhere. He thought it was going to inside. It went outside. There was a lot of miscommunication on the play. So on fourth and one, after the play, which was an incomplete pass by Longview. Boyd gets hit with a 15-yard personal foul penalty, but again, it was after the play, so Boyd will still take over and have the ball first and 10. They'll just have it a lot deeper in their own territory. So Jason Hoyle back out to kick again with 9:36 to go in the ball game.
And Boyd started on their 15 and got out to the 40, but then Longview's defense stepped up, and now they're going to be forced to punt.
Back deep at the 20-yard line, two return men, and a fair catch made by Willie Nelson at the 27-yard line. So that punt, 34 yards, and the Lobos will take over first and 10. That's the first time they've run that zone read tonight.
Yeah, and Jordan Allen's made a play out of it, picked up 15 yards. It was a nice play by him.
Say, you know, that may be the thing to do with him. I don't know how much he ran before. You've watched him for 2 years before, but he's definitely a weapon on the ground. Now they'll toss it right side. Tatum. Tatum with a hole. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Longview Lobos.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
You just saw Tatum's speed and his vision as he comes over the tackle, then moves outside, runs up the sideline, outruns their entire secondary, and with a 58-yard run. Three-play drive for Longview.
Once again, Tatum, that's his third touchdown of the night. And a 58-yard score there. And so Michael Fields with the extra point as this thing's been blown open. Oh, bobbled the snap. Tut has to throw it into the end zone. It's picked off. And now coming back the other way, and the tackle made at the 25-yard line, actually the 15-yard line. So the try for the extra point, no good. But it's 34-10 Longview. So with 8:06 to go here, they'll make them kick again from the 35-yard line. Fields tees it up. Boyd should get a chance for a return here. Kicking right to left. Drives a return man back at the 5, comes out to the 10. 15, gets a block. Good open field tackle. I'm going to tell you what, that's a great special teams play. Let me see who made that. Because he fought off a block to make the tackle. Is that Willie Nelson?
Sorry, if he turns. Nope, I don't think it's Nelson. Isn't it? I see the 6, but I think.
Yeah, you may be right. 16? If it's 16, it's Drake Mayfield. And he fought off a block to make that tackle on that return man to the 20-yard line, or else it goes for a little bit longer yardage. That's a terrific special teams play. Snap, pump fake. He's going to have to run. He's got pressure and people in his face, and he goes down back at the 6-yard line. And getting up off of the tackle and jacked up about it is number 65 for the Lobos, Jordan Wright. But whatever it was not even close to the first down, so they're going to have to punt the football with 7 minutes straight up left in the game. Ball's at the 19-yard line. Return men back, Willie Nelson and Curry, back at the 45.
There you go.
Ball goes over the head of the center of the quarterback and into the back of the end zone for safety. And two more points for the Lobos. And that probably seals the deal for Longview. It was sealed already, but that snap over the center's head for two, and then Boyd has to punt the football. It's just become a nightmare game for Boyd here in the second half with 6:54 to play in the ball game. Longview 36, Boyd 10. Let's take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Fourth down and 3, handoff, breaking it outside, fighting. I don't know if he got it. He may have. He had to get to the 24. He's going to be real close. Well, they're coming off the field, so I guess they said he didn't make it. Boyd Broncos really getting beat and beat up here in the second half. They've had players down throughout this second half, and that's not what you want to see for your team. 20 seconds to go. They'll hand it off. up the middle, and again, a big hit by some guys that are coming off the bench and fresh. And the Lobos, that should be the last play of the ball game. With 8 seconds to go, the Lobos run to the sidelines. We count it down, 3, 2, 1, and that's the game. The Longview Lobos win it in the 2022 season opener. They beat the Boyd Broncos 36-10 on the road here at McKinney. They go to 1-0, and Coach John King giving a pat of encouragement to the McKinney Boyd coach Daniel Foster. Let's take our time out, and then we'll start the Law Offices of Sorey and Hoover postgame show. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 FM.